Can't Win Me Back. Chapter 1643. Neil walked over to open the door and received the shock of his life. Mr. Beckett. Mr. Benton. Jasper stood at the entrance coldly. He was panting, indicating that he had rushed here. Is Uncle Winston and Alyssa in there? Brought the drugs. When Alyssa heard his voice, she immediately got up and walked toward him. An uncontrollable sense of longing surged in her heart. Jasper. Alyssa rushed into Jasper's wide embrace. The emotions she held in for so long had turned into tears and began streaming down. Jasper eagerly stretched his sturdy yet shaky arms to hug her. His eyes reddened. I'm sorry for keeping you waiting for so long, Alyssa. The wait wasn't in vain. Have the drugs. He quickly reached into the pocket of his overcoat and retrieved a long box. There are six of them in here. It's more than what you received the last time. This should cover Uncle Winston for a while, in case he needs it. Alyssa took the box from him. Her heart was churning as she was overwhelmed by that gesture. He didn't say much, but Alyssa knew how difficult it was to get his hands on the drugs. She wasn't concerned about the cost but was afraid Jasper used shameful means to get his hands on them, losing his dignity. She would never be able to reconcile with the idea of that. Thank you, Jasper. Alyssa clenched the box tightly as she felt like crying. Silly, you don't need to thank me. Would do anything for you. Jasper smiled gently and took her hand. Quick, give this to Uncle Winston. Wait. Mandy walked hurriedly to them with a frown on her face. Thank you for your kind gesture, Jasper. Lice. Think let's not use this on your father for now. Why? Jasper and Alyssa said at the same time. Haven't you realized how lethargic your father has been these days? He is sluggish and is no longer as energetic as he used to be. An inexplicable heavy look was on Mandy's face. A stroke is scary, but we know how his illness turned out this way. The drug may be able to elevate the symptoms temporarily, but it seems more like it is covering up the illness. Plus, we have no idea what the side effects would be. So, I'm suggesting to stop using the medication and observe his condition for now. Jasper and Alyssa exchanged glances in shock. And no, we can't stop the medication. When Winston heard what Mandy said, he objected strongly as he got down from the bed with his forehead full of sweat. After taking two steps, his legs couldn't support him anymore. Luckily, Carl was swift enough to hold him up. Something was off. He knew the changes in his body better than anyone else. Winston could tell that his body recovered much faster with the medication. His vigor was bishan than before. Oer. Bnsdthe. Netaba ion wore off, he felt like he was completely drained of energy. His body would give way so badly that he could hardly hold his cutleries up. However, he had no choice. He needed the medication. It might have been harmful ye offeredia aps relief he fee and d it to solve an urgent need. Lice, something is wrong with Uncle Winston. Jasper pursed his lips and murmured into Alyssa's ear, I think Mrs. Taylor is right. Let's stop the medication for now. It's okay if you don't give me the medication. Will drag my unhaggard juking body the Bordenjiting and embarrass myself. Winston's tone had turned irritable, like a child throwing a tantrum. Chapter 1644. Dad, I'm not letting you go. You'd better stay here. Alyssa flared up and blocked her father's way. How dare you? I'm your father. You have no right to tell me what to do. You are in no place to make decisions for the Taylor family. Winston and Alyssa found themselves at a stalemate, unable to find common ground. Mandy panicked and froze where she was. It was the first time Jasper had experienced a situation like this after getting together with Alyssa. He didn't know how to comfort and how to mediate this argument. Dad, you. Alyssa felt a sense of suffocation. She clenched her fists so hard that they turned pale. Alyssa, if you want to be a good daughter, please don't anger me anymore. Please don't force me into this yelling match with you. Winston had drenched his nightwear in sweat. Even panting took up a lot of his energy. The sight of his beloved daughter slowly turned blurry in his eyes. Please just let me do what I want this one time. Is it that hard? It was 1:30 p.m. Winston arrived at the KS Group building in the company of Neil, Alyssa, and Jasper. Winston had changed into a smart-looking suit as if he had donned his armor, ready to engage in war. His energy now was a far cry from the feeble patient who struggled to even leave his bed just hours ago. The effects of the medication were potent. Jasper and Alyssa were worried. They followed Winston all the way to the entrance of the meeting room like parents sending their children off to school. Hey, Winston. They were unlucky to see the undaunted Dominic walking toward them. A sharp glint flickered in Winston's eyes. He showed a composed smile. Dominic. How are you feeling, Winston? Dominic walked in front of them and sized his brother up with concern. In actual fact, he was prying. I've almost recovered completely. Thank you for asking. Winston stayed composed. Sigh, you don't need to be this courteous with me. We're at this age where illnesses are our best friends. Strokes are a tricky business. You must take good care of yourself. Then, Dominic noticed Jasper, who was standing behind. He was like a cold soldier, intimidating as ever. Dominic was scared. Then, he remembered he was in the KS group, not the Beckett group. It was his territory, and he had his brother's support. He didn't need to be scared of Jasper. So, Dominic looked at Jasper and smiled. Are you joining us for the meeting, Mr. Beckett? Is the Beckett Group planning to join us as a shareholder? Agrim glint flickered in Dominic's eyes. However, he had to know his place and not act out in front of Winston based on seniority. Ha ha. I'm joking. Dominic waved his hand and laughed. However, the KS Group would always orns canine Shargleton me ett. After all, everyone is saying things about you. You, as the illegitimate son of the Beckett family, had risen into position. To secure your position in the family, you can become the Taylor family's son-in-law, use the KS Group at Pulver T. Cropment your standing, and enjoy great benefits from the company. It is just as how everyone else was saying. If you become a shareholder, you could win brownie points with my brother and debunk the terrible rumor everyone is saying about you. Ha ha. Uncle Dominic, thought you just had an outdated taste. didn't realize how outdated the news you received was, too. Alyssa felt like ripping Dominic to shreds, but she maintained her smile and stayed composed. Even if you don't have working internet, it's not that hard to get more updated news from the television. Jasper is not an illegitimate child, but a pure blood of the Beckett family. After apprehending Sophia, Jasper had gotten the recognition he deserved. Various media platforms have been competing for this headline. If you continue to talk, a height is outdated. CC. Geez, Onumer, people might think you are on Sophia's side. They would assume you were just angry and didn't want to let Jasper off. As Jasper locked eyes with Alyssa, a warmth blossomed within his heart, spreading like a gentle flame. Chapter 1645. Winston frowned and coughed lightly. However, he didn't stop Alyssa. The smile on Dominic's face slowly faded. He gritted his teeth hard. Alyssa looked down, then slowly shifted her gaze from the bottom up. Her red lips curled into a contemptuous smile. Also, can't help but remind you, Uncle Dominic, when you attend an important event next time, please ask Renee to match your clothes for you. Red and green make you look like a walking Christmas tree. Winston cleared his throat, hinting at Alyssa to stop. Dominic, who was wearing a dark red suit with a dark green tie, froze. After that debacle, Winston and Dominic entered the meeting room to start the meeting. Alyssa and Jasper waited at Winston's office. Alyssa lay horizontally on the couch and used Jasper's thigh as a pillow. She stared at Jasper's handsome face with thin lips and deep eyes. She was laughing hard. The memory of the horrified expression on Dominic's face when unleashed my biting remarks fills me with pure delight. Alyssa's laughter subsided, replaced by a flicker of indignation. But I'm still seething. Dominic, that scheming bully, believed he was untouchable with Dad by his side. He had the audacity to try and humiliate you. He's in for a rude awakening. He should have picked someone his own size. Did he really think he could mess with my husband? A bright glint appeared in Jasper's dark eyes. He gripped Alyssa's hand. Whose husband am I? Then, Alyssa finally regained her senses. Her silky smooth face had turned scarlet as she looked down. Jasper sighed when he saw how embarrassed she was. As he was about to change the topic, he heard her say, "Mine." Alyssa looked up slowly and stared into his gorgeous eyes. "You are mine." Jasper's heart was pounding. He leaned toward her blushed face and touched the tip of her nose. His breath intertwined with her. "You are also mine." However, before their lips could meet, Alyssa gently placed a finger on his mouth and glanced toward the camera in the top left corner. "Don't. There's a camera here. Mr. Benton will check it every day. It would be embarrassing if he sees it." Jasper agreed with her. It was normal for couples to kiss, but they had to think twice about where they did it. "Jasper, it's really difficult to procure this medication. Previously, Jonah and Julian went to inquire about it but returned in vain." "How did you get it?" Alyssa asked after a brief hesitation. Jasper's gaze wavered. However, he'd always been forthright with Alyssa. "There be Evgrill registered MMSCHE may at our reaching. Osgravia, tried many ways and used my connections, but they were all dead ends. Eventually, went to ask my brother for help. Alyssa was shocked. You went to see Justin? Was he the one who gave you the medication? Yes. Justin has been in Moskravia for many years for convalescence. Besides, he has Glotchgat works with Spnynectify, in the medical field and is also close with the Jess Eldens. So, thought he must have a way. Gratitude glimmered in Jasper's eyes. Luckily, it ended well. It was delayed by a few days, but still managed to get the medication. Alyssa sat up abruptly. She stared at him doubtfully. He felt his hair stood on end by her stare. What's the matter, Lys? Dee did say something wrong. Jasper severed his whiff-headed Somke wrong Pyalvsa, he would immediately reflect and repent. It has nothing to do with you. Alyssa frowned. After contemplating briefly, she said, I think something fishy is going on here. Chapter 1646. Fishy. Jasper frowned. Alyssa said, it's completely normal for your brother to get his hands on the medication. He had been in Moskravia for many years. One word from him can get Jess Eltons to partner with the Beckett group. A dark look rested on Alyssa's face. However, how did Jamieper get his hands on it? Jasper was caught off guard by the question. The Schmidt family abandoned him. He had built his life in Contina since the beginning. Why would he have any connections in Moskravia? Alyssa felt more unsettled the more she thought about it. Have a wild theory. I'm wondering if Jameson knew your brother or at least had met your brother before. Jasper was about to object to her theory, but he remembered that Cheryl and Jameson had the same fragrance. Drawing conclusions about Cheryl and Jameson knowing each other from this fact seemed premature. Nevertheless, doubts continued to nag at him. Suddenly, hurried knocks echoed in the room. Jasper and Alyssa exchanged glances and went to open the door quickly. Winston's other secretary stood outside the door. It wasn't Neil, but this secretary was also a close confidant. Ms. Alyssa. Something happened. The secretary appeared visibly anxious, his forehead drenched in sweat. Alyssa's heart dropped. Did something happen to my father? Jasper grabbed her by the waist and enveloped her in his arms to comfort her. Mr. Taylor is feeling unwell all of a sudden. Please follow me to the meeting room now. Winston. What's the matter with you? Winston. Dominic, who sat closest to Winston, screamed at the top of his lungs, successfully attracting everyone's attention to Winston's swaying body. Winston was steadying his shaky legs with both hands at the moment. He buried his head as his eyes were buzzing. His heart was pounding abnormally fast. He didn't dare to lift his head. He could clearly sense that the muscles on his face were twitching uncontrollably. He was like a man suffering from Parkinson's disease. The board members exchanged glances. They wanted to get a closer look at what was going on but were fearful to do so. Let's end the meeting here, for now, Winston drawled as he broke out in a cold sweat. As he uttered the last two words, he felt a strange sensation enveloping his tongue, causing it to grow numb. His ability to speak clearly was slipping away. Winston, what is going on? Dominic looked concerned. He tried to move closer, but an evil glint m flickered in Ulu's isu, don / t lookjud / ya aeu shaking so violently? Is your illness acting up? Should call you an ambulance. I'm fine. There's no need. Winston's eyes reddened. He pushed Dominic away, causing Dominic to stagger. Dominic portrayed himself arrogantly, except when Winston was archaic he was proud, athenist for being the father of the richest man in Bellbanks. A rage surged in his heart as he received such treatment in the presence of so ma ple. Gleeways.otgs Winston, I'm copyright. Concerned about your physical health. Please don't try to act tough anymore. Think you should go to the hospital. Wouldn't want to trouble you, Dominic. Neil quickly stepped in, creating a distance with Dominic using his body and helping Winston up. What is going on? Dominic widened his eyes as he pointed at the lower part of Winston's body. Everyone looked toward where he was looking at. End of chapters 1643 to 1646 of Can't Win Me Back. Please wait for the next chapters. Don't forget access website novelsaudio.com every day to update, and in the meantime, don't leave the website, you can listen to other famous novel titles such as, Married at First Sight by Gu Lingfei, Ex-Husband's Regret by Evelyn M.M., The Broken Warrior's Daughter by Cooper, When His Eyes Opened by Simple Silence, The CEO's Ex-Wife is a Famous Doctor by Lee L.H.Y.Z., You're Gonna Miss Me When I'm Gone by Cora Smith. And more.